It's 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, and you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People, with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 415-6718, that's 949-415-6718, or go to www.omlagunabeach.com, omlagunabeach.com for more information. This morning we're going to talk about how meditation is a sensory act. It's a practice of noticing our sensory experiences in the present moment and the difference between our sensory experiences and our thoughts. We get so caught up in our thinking, so caught up in what our thoughts make us feel, that we completely identify with this as our experience. So here's an example. It comes from The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. There's this story that he tells, that we're driving down the street in our car, perfectly happy on our way somewhere, and we've got the music going on the radio, and we're listening to music that we like and grooving along there, and we're noticing the trees and people and maybe the weather, and everything is flowing. We're in the moment, sensing our experience with our eyes and our ears. And we may even notice how our body feels in the seat of the car, how the seatbelt feels across our chest. Maybe we've got the heat on. So we're completely wrapped up in our sensory experience, moment by moment, staying in the flow. This is kind of what our meditation is like. So imagine in this story. So in this story, you're driving down the street, experiencing all your sensory input, and suddenly you see a car, and it looks like your ex-girlfriend's green Mustang. And immediately, your mind starts thinking, is that her Mustang? And as you drive by, and you just happen to look into the front seat as you're driving by, you see this couple in the front seat, and they're making out. And everything in you freezes up. And the energy in your body and in your mind get completely consumed with these thoughts of, was that her car? Who is she making out with in the front seat of the car? And you forget that you're in the present moment driving down the street, passing trees and people and buildings. So this is the distinction that we have when we're meditating, because really when we meditate, all we're doing is sitting there breathing and noticing all of the sensory experiences that we're having. But what comes up to disturb that flow are our thoughts. And maybe we're thinking about our ex-girlfriend in the green Mustang. Maybe we're thinking about what we're having for dinner later. It doesn't really matter what we're thinking. The idea is that if we get lost in the thoughts, we become identified with those thoughts. We forget the present moment experience. We lose the flow, and we become caught up, and the energy gets stuck. So meditation practice is a way of enriching the experience of the sensory flow of moment by moment life and how we flow with it, and then noticing when the thoughts come up where we get stuck and where we lose ourselves. We lose the present moment by moment experience to the thought. Now the great thing, the sophisticated thing about this mind of ours is that we can use the mind, we can train it to notice up. We're in our story. We're just thinking about the green Mustang, and come back to whatever sensory experience we can connect with to remember, I'm here, I'm in this moment, and open to the experience and let go of whatever the tension is that's caught up inside these thoughts. That's where stress comes from, all the thinking. It doesn't necessarily come from our moment-by-moment experience, unless we're in physical pain, and that definitely changes stuff. Even when we're in pain, we can use meditation to go into the sensory experience and try to stay out of the thoughts about the experience and notice whether we can get some movement, some change, or some freedom from that pain by disidentifying with the story. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to think about how our body's feeling. We're going to listen intently to all the sounds around us. We're going to notice the temperature of the air and keep connecting with all of the sensory experiences that we can as we sit quietly breathing, and use the mind when it wanders off to thought to remember that we're just in our story. We're just thinking, and return to the body's experience for relief, for freedom, and to allow things just to flow. So get comfortable. Maybe you're sitting in a chair or the couch or lying in your bed. Just allow yourself to settle in. Let your legs be uncrossed, your feet be grounded on the floor if you're sitting in a chair. Let your back be supported. Let your hands rest in your lap, fingers unclasped. Back of the neck is long, and imagine you can lengthen your spine from your tailbone all the way up and out through the crown of the head. Lower the chin a little bit and take a nice deep breath in through the nose and blow very slowly out of the mouth. You're going to do this two more times, inhaling deeply through the nose and exhaling as slowly as you can out of the mouth. And this begins to direct the mind and the sensory experience to come together. To notice how it feels to breathe and how it affects your body. And to use the mind to focus on something that's useful. Inhaling and exhaling. Allow the breath to go in and out of the nose. Notice the temperature of the air as it flows in and the difference as it flows back out. Notice whether the breath is deep or shallow, fast or slow. Really connecting the thinking brain with the sensory experience of breathing. Imagine that you can move your breath down into the soles of your feet, and you can keep your mind and your thinking there by saying feet, feet to yourself as you breathe and notice the sensations in your feet. Then bring that breath and awareness and thinking into your ankles. And then up into your shins and your calves. Really imagine feeling the bones and the skin. Then allow the thinking, the breath, and the awareness to move into your knees. Then up into your thighs and feel the long bones and how the big muscles wrap around them. And let the legs be heavy. Keep moving the thinking and the sensations into your hips, into your low back and your low belly. And direct yourself to soften all the muscles in your belly and your low back from the inside out. Move that awareness into your ribs, the sides of your body, your middle back. Notice the rise and fall, expansion and contraction of breath in the rib cage. Move that awareness into your chest, under arms, your shoulder blades. Lift and expand the heart. Let the collarbones spread wide and the shoulders drop into the elbows, and the elbows slide down to the wrists and fingertips, feeling the weight of the arms. The mind and the thinking focusing on all the sensations in the body and the moment-by-moment experience as it unfolds. Let the chin lower slightly and the jaw drops, the teeth are parted. The back of the neck lengthens up the back of the head and out the crown towards the sky. Fully aware of your body, noticing anything touching your body, furniture or floor or fabric. Feel the temperature against your skin, where your skin is exposed. Completely present in the body. Now allow your hearing to open as far as you can let it. Hearing the sounds inside the room you're in, the sounds outside. Directing thinking and mind to the sensory experiences that are in this present moment. Allow the thoughts to rest. Allow the mind to rest in the moment. Bring the breath into the base of your spine. And inhale up your back. And exhale down the front of the body a few times. This circle of breath is the way to reconnect with the body when you get lost in thought. Gently reminding yourself, inhale up the back, exhale down the front. Hearing and listening and feeling, sensing what's happening right now. And as we continue to sit with the music in the background, the thoughts are bound to come in. It's just an inevitable state of mind. When we're not directing thoughts, they flow freely off into their own realm. Busy, busy monkey mind. And when the thinking comes in, as it will, you're the observer, the witness of the thoughts. You're not the thoughts. They're just another energy flow. And you can choose to put your attention on them and get consumed by the thoughts. Or you can choose to acknowledge that it's just thinking, just a story, just a green Mustang. And allow yourself to come back to the inhale up the back, the exhale down the front. Reconnect with the present moment. And let yourself be free to flow moment by moment. Breath by breath.
Thank you.
just tuned in, you're listening to Ohm at Home on Laguna's only KX93.5. Reconnect with the inhale up the back, the exhale down the front, the weight of your hands and your feet, the sensation of the crown of your head opening to the sky, and the belly softening within. Listening for sounds that keep you present. Maybe a bird, a car, or a distant voice. Where your thoughts have taken you. Have you left the awareness of the body? Have you left the sense of the present moment and disappeared into thought? Gently remind yourself, step back, be the observer. Oh, that's just thinking, you can say to yourself. Sense of the body in space and all the sounds around you. Thank you. Notice how the thinking has its own sensory experience, its own energy flow that is somehow separate from being in the present moment. You can use your mind to choose to be in the flow of thoughts or the flow of your experience of being present. If you want to be in the thoughts, you allow yourself to disappear and be consumed by whatever those thoughts are. Or if you choose to be in the present, you breathe up the back, down the front. You feel your hands, your feet, your soft jaw and soft belly, the back of your neck, the temperature and sound. And you allow yourself to stay in this flow, in the moment. Begin to deepen your breath, drawing that inhale up the back, allowing the exhale to flow down the front. Deep inhales and exhales as you wrap up your sensory experience of meditation, the moment-by-moment experience of life as it flows. And you realize the only place that gets stuck in life is in your thoughts and what you make them mean, how you identify with them. And you can always shift your attention back to the present by checking in with all of your sensory experiences, sight, sound, taste, touch. It's all there available to you whenever you need to rest, whenever you want to let yourself be free from the stress of thinking. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. It's brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go online and go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's O-M, lagunabeach.com for more information. Thank you for joining me this morning and wishing you peace along your way.